Script 10 of the Sleep Meditation Scripts. Sleep Games. Welcome to this time of relaxation. This is a time for you to do what feels right for you here at the end of your day. A time for moving away from the things of the day and moving into relaxation and then into sleep. A time for letting go of thoughts, plans, concerns, and moving into the gentle relaxation you find in focusing on your breath and your body. Sometimes, as your day goes by, you may find you aren't paying attention to your body, how it feels, and what it knows. Maybe you sit in one place too long, and your body grows stiff. Or maybe you move too much sometimes, and your body is sore. But breath and giving a little gentle attention to your body can let your body and your mind be at ease and can make it easy for you to relax more and more with each breath. And the stress of the day, that has no place here either. Taking this time for yourself will give you a joyful, easier day tomorrow. That's right, because as you sleep tonight, and as you dream, your subconscious will move you through the things that troubled you today or caused you any stress at all. And your subconscious will work through them in the way that it does, mysteriously, through dream and image. Have you ever woken and realized your dream was related to something that happened to you the day before? That's your subconscious gently processing stress, shaping it and changing it, and moving it out of the way. So it's good to know, isn't it, that giving yourself this time of relaxation that leads you into a restful night's sleep, that will give you a great day tomorrow, free of any stress from the day before. And it's good to know, too, that all the choices around your sleep are yours. It is your sleep, after all. And you know what you're doing. You know how to sleep. So it's only natural that you decide what's best for you. You can choose to fall into sleep, oh, soon, very soon, in just a few moments. Or you can choose to wait and see how long it takes for sleep to call you down and in. Or you could just let these words be the signal to you that you are choosing a time to enter into deep sleep and dream. When we reach the end of this meditation, and you hear me say the words, "Waking at a time of your choosing, but for now, entering into restful sleep." When you hear me say those words, if you like, you can choose to slip gently and easily down into sleep. For now, you can move even deeper into relaxation, giving yourself that gift. And it can really be like a game, like two games that we can play. One that's a writing game, and the other a word game. Remembering just a few moments ago when there was a blackboard in front of you, just like the one you may remember from school, black or green, with chalk dust clinging to it here and there, and the smell of chalk dust. just remembering that. And if you don't remember, that's perfectly okay. You can remember it as you listen to my voice. And a few moments ago, you took the chalk in your hand and right in the middle of the blackboard, you drew the number 1. Just remember looking at it there, the number 1 written in the middle of the blackboard. And then you erased it with one of the black erasers covered in chalk dust. And you looked up at the corner of the blackboard and wrote the word sleep. See the letters? The S, the L, the 2 E's, and the P. I wonder which corner of the blackboard you chose to write the word sleep. It doesn't really matter. And after you wrote the word, you erased the word sleep. You erased it just as you had the number 1. Or, if you didn't do that then, you could do it now, in your imagination, in your mind's eye. And after you erased the word sleep, you wrote in the middle of the board the number 2. Feeling your hand make the shape and enjoying that feeling. The curve of the 2 moving down, down to the straight line, and there it is on the board. And then you erased it. So the board is clean and empty again. And once you had erased the number 2, you looked up to the corner of the blackboard and wrote the word sleep. Remember? Or imagining it now, writing the word sleep, and then again, picking up the eraser and erasing it, so that the board is clean and empty again. And now, you can write in the middle of the board the number 3. The number taking shape, the curves of it. And I am wondering if the upper circle of your 3 is larger, or if the bottom circle is larger. Not that it really matters at all, because once you've looked at the number you wrote, you erased it. And in the corner of the blackboard, you wrote the word sleep. And does it look like the other time you wrote that word, the other times you wrote the word sleep in the corner? Or each time is the word and the shape of the letters a little different? Are the 2 E's alike? Or maybe one is a bit different from the other? Take a moment to think about that if you want. A moment to think about it before you lift the eraser, now or in your memory, and erase the word sleep. And the board is empty again. Once more. The empty board. It's the 4's turn now. So let yourself write the number 4 on the board with chalk or in your memory. And I really wonder, will your 4 be the kind that is a pointy triangle, almost like someone sitting in a chair who crosses their leg? Those sharp angles and clean lines. Or will your 4 be open at the top, more about slanted lines that meet and cross? And of course, I can't know what you drew a few moments ago, but I find myself wondering, as you look at the number you drew then, the number 4, looking at it until you're ready to erase it. And once you did erase it, you know what to do now. Taking the chalk and writing the word sleep in the corner of the blackboard. Writing it. And looking at it. And just erasing it whenever you're ready. And there the blackboard was, empty again. You can go ahead and write the other numbers if you choose to, or if you chose to then. Writing the numbers and then erasing them. 5 and 6. 7 and 8, maybe more, although it's rare for someone to write very many more, because you can choose to stop whenever you want. You can make that choice, and writing the word sleep after each number up in the corner of the blackboard. Writing it and looking at it, and then erasing it. And moving on to the next number. Do you remember how many numbers you wrote? How far you got? Do you want to write more now? So much easier eventually to just let that go and drift. Your body growing heavier. And more relaxed, more relaxed. If you'd rather, you can remember the other game we played of sleep words. If you like, just let different words about sleep pass through your mind. How many can you think of? Like drowsy. The word drowsy. Drowsier. Dream. Rest. Somnolence. Or Z's. You know, all those Z's in a row, like cartoon characters use to show they are asleep or snoring. Are there other words you can think of about sleep? Words like bed, pillow, comforter, soft, tired, releasing, surrendering, drifting, sinking. Hibernation. Like a bear that hibernates, moving into the cave when it feels winter coming. A warm cave, deep underground, dark and cozy. The bear ambling in and finding a place to curl up and sinking into a sleep that lasts. Oh, weeks, months. Sleeping until the first stirrings of spring call the bear to wake again. Sleeping. As long and as deeply as it wants. Wandering in and out of winter dreams. Warm. While the snow piles high outside. And other words, doze, lethargy, repose, counting sheep. Have you ever done that? Fluffy sheep jumping in a gentle arc as you count them, one by one. Slumbering. Even the word sounds like what it means, to drift off into sleep, doesn't it? And do you? And you know, if you can't remember when we played with sleep words, or you don't want to play with them anymore. It's okay to just let that go and do nothing at all. Just listening to my voice, you could just do that. Or really, you could decide not to even do that. You could decide to drift off into sleep if you wanted. Maybe you remember deciding, or letting your body and your sleeping self decide that for you. Just allowing yourself to do anything, anything you want, and nothing at all. Knowing, remembering the feeling that sleep was calling you down to that place where you were held in dreams, as any little concerns are just played out in dreams, their wrinkles evened out, their bumps smoothed. Your dreams, mysterious as they are, shaping your memories, your oddities, dreaming. Until even the game and my voice become a dream, the dreaming world calling you. So you can rest and drift and wake whenever you choose, waking when you are fully rested and renewed, such a gentle surrender. The rhythm of sleep and dream, of your breath moving in and out of your body, still and coming almost into wakefulness to turn and then finding your place of repose and sinking into sleep and dream again. And everything resting and renewing, your cells, your heart. Deep sleep, calling you in and down. And you, drawn by that call, waking at a time of your choosing, but for now entering into restful sleep.